Now, Sam, would you remember that box of reeds?
Hmm?
Would you remember this box of reeds?
I remember it. Forget it.
And when we were taking photographs of the pipes, we took a great photograph of the reeds. And with lovely lighting, and they looked beautiful in the box.
Them?
Just them reeds, them simple reeds, yeah?
Yeah. That's right.
Some of them made by you?
Pardon?
Some of them made by
you? Oh, they were made by me. They were probably the staples as well.
Yeah.
Used to make the staples. A bit of light copper.
Copper, they
shoved it up for the change. I put it around a nail and shape it to the side.
Around
you
the
see,
nail.
But I wasn't experienced enough in it for to know what to do, for to shape it out. And I could make several reasons, some of them might be no use, and you might want it to play, you see. Because it all depended on the trim and dressing of it. Do you know what to do? Do you do reeds?
I make my own reeds, yeah.
You make your own reeds? Yeah. Well, of course, you understand it then.
And there's a lot of element of chance.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I had no knowledge at all of how it would be done. For instance, Jonathan got books here back a few years ago. A couple of years ago when he had the man about making the reeds.
Crazy, well,
That was the first sign of reed that I seen.
Yes.
And Dave's book is good.
Pardon?
It's a great book. Dave Hegarty's book.
Which That's book?
The blue book that we had that time. For making reeds.
Oh, aye.
It was Cain, our elder.
Oh, it was very good.
Cain.
Oh, it was very good. Well, I hadn't a hope in hell in doing anything like that at that time because there was nobody to tell me, or I could see nothing. I could see a man playing a pipe or like that, but that was all. See him on the television or hear him on the radio.
Yeah.